This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Breathe in, breathe out, and focus your mind because it is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Okay, refresh our memories. What was last week's challenge, Will?
Yes, it came from listeners Mike Morton of Lyme, New Hampshire, and Barry Hayes of Palo Alto, California. And it was to name a famous author, first and last names. I said change an X in this name to a B, as in boy, and rearrange all the letters. The result is how this author might address a memo to the author's most famous character. Who is it? Well, the author was Beatrix Potter, and the memo would be addressed to Peter Rabbit.
Ah, got it. Okay. But we also got another response that worked as well, right?
Well, it's amazing. Considering how specific that challenge was, there was an alternative answer. Some listeners wrote in with the author Rex Stout, and he could write a memo addressed to Buster. And Rex Stout is famous for his detective fiction featuring Nero Wolfe with his assistant Archie Goodwin, who narrates all the novels. And in one of those stories, one of the clients calls Archie Buster throughout the novel. So that was a second answer.
So either answer would have worked. Okay, about 850 listeners sent in correct answers. And our randomly selected winner this week is Elizabeth Venstra of Salisbury, Indiana. She joins us on the phone. Congratulations, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
So how'd you figure this one out?
Well, I had a little help from my husband. I was trying to brainstorm authors with X's in their names, and my husband threw out Beatrix Potter, and when I changed the X to a B, I saw quickly that it would work as two Peter Rabbit.
Nice. A little marital teamwork. How long have you been doing the puzzle?
I'd say about 4 or 5 years.
Great. And where's Salisbury, Indiana? What part of the state is that in?
It's in the southwest part of the state. It's a little town about half an hour from Bloomington.
Which is that, am I right? Is that the home of Indiana University?
It is, and I work for Indiana University.
And I think there might be a connection with our own Will Shortz, isn't there?
Indeed there is. I graduated in 1974. Lots of good memories.
Okay, Elizabeth, are you ready to play?
Uh-huh.
All right, Will, let's do it.
All right, Elizabeth, every answer today is a three-letter word that ends a familiar two-word phrase. I'll give you the first word of the phrase. You tell me the three-letter word that ends it. And the three letters in your answer will always be found in some order inside the first word. For example, if I said Arctic, you would say air, as in Arctic air, which we're getting a lot of this weekend in the Northeast. And, of course, the letters of A-I-R are found inside Arctic.
Got it, Elizabeth?
I think so.
All right, let's try.
Number one is carpenter.
Carpenter.
It's an insect.
Carpenter ant.
Yeah.
Our carpenter ant, is it? Number two is abstract.
Art.
Uh-huh. Electric.
Electric.
It's a creature in the ocean.
Eel.
Ah.
Electric eel, good. Is it? Tennis.
Tennis net.
Uh-huh. Double.
Double.
I knew this would be a tough one, but it's a common phrase. Something maybe you have in your house?
Bed.
Double
there you
bed.
Go, a double
oh,
bed,
good.
Yes. Drilling.
Drilling rig.
That's it. Young.
Young gun.
Young gun, good. Switch.
Switch hit.
Switch hit, good. Race. R-A-C-E.
Race. Car.
Race car, is it?
Great.
Grab.
Bag.
Yeah.
Grab bag. Stage.
Stage. Set.
Stage set, is it? Legal.
Legal. Age.
That's it, legal age.
Right? Oh, legal age, yeah.
As in 21, yeah, or 18, whatever. Copper. C-O-P-P-E-R.
Copper.
And I'll give you a hint. It starts with one of the vowels.
Or.
There you go, copper or. And your last one is butchers. B-U-T-C-H-E-R apostrophe S. Butchers.
Butchers cut?
Butcher's cut is it.
Elizabeth, that was amazing. Very well done. I could have gone out to get a cup of coffee and come back. I feel like you didn't need me at all. That was great. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, of course, and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Elizabeth, what is your public radio station?
Proud member of WFIU, Bloomington, Indiana.
Fabulous. Elizabeth Venstra of Salisbury, Indiana. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, take the last name of a former president of a foreign country, and it's someone well known. Change the last letter of the name to an O and rearrange the result. You'll get the last name of someone who wanted to be president of the United States. Who are these two people? So again, take the last name of a former president of a foreign country, change the last letter of this name to an O and rearrange the result. You'll get the last name of someone who wanted to be president of the United States. Who are these two people?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.